教会的音乐就是很大的力量。
The music of a church is powerful.
西方音乐从教会开始的。
Don't you know the Western music starts from him?
我们中国人呢是不大会唱这个民族。
And Chinese, we are shy, so we don't sing well.
但我们不要把那么好的这个产业丢掉了。
I told you, don't waste your inheritance.
所以我们这本诗歌。
So our hymn book.
在诗歌当中是相当好的一本诗歌。
It's a great hymn book.
大家最好每个人有一本哈。
I hope every one of you has your own copy.
带回家去唱。
Bring it with you.
不会唱，你读一读都觉得很好。
If you don't know how to sing, just read it out loud.
诗歌是最精炼的文字。
Songs is condensed words.
发表整篇的信息。
Each song is a message.
这个短短的那些话都发挥的那么好。
Just a few stanzas is a whole sermon.
你知道诗歌的不容易吧？
Don't you know song is not easy to write?
诗歌不仅短短几句话发挥了很大的信息。
Not just that it's a few words, but it's a message by itself.
它还有押韵。
And then it has
to rhyme. 是限制的。
It has to rhyme.
但诗歌写的真是好。
So all songs are great.
今天诗班第一首诗歌是你出生就写的。
The first song that the worship team sang is written by Brother Ni.
你又是个天才。
Now Brother Ni was a genius.
他的诗歌，有的诗歌这个音乐配的不是太好。
And maybe sometimes the music along with the song was not perfect.
所以我常常喜欢把它读一读。
But then read the censor.
读一读，我们里面都得了生命，得了帮助。
If you read the lyrics, then you will grow from it.
今天我们是不是唱完了，更懂得耶路撒冷的意，新耶路撒冷的意义了？
So after our songs, I hope you now have a better understanding of the New Jerusalem.
今天我们还是要来读圣经。
Today, let us read some Bible passage.
哥林多前书十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15,
51 到54节
51 to 54.
翻到没有？翻到了，请一起来读。
Together. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound.And the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on immortality. For when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory.
李哥林多后书第五章十四到十七节。
Second Corinthians 5:14-17. For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all. Therefore, all died, and he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. Therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh.Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him in this way no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things pass away. Behold, new things have come.
希伯来书二章十三到十五节。
Book of Hebrews, chapter 2, 13 to 15. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold,I and the children from God has given me. Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same, and that through death he might render powerless him who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and might free those who, through fear of death, were subject to slavery all their lives.
雅各书五章七到八节
Book of James, chapter 5, 7 and 8.Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil, being patient about it, until it gets the early and the late rains. You too be patient, strengthen your heart, for the coming of the Lord is near.
彼得前书二章三到七节
First Peter chapter 2, 3 to 7. If you have tasted the kindness of the Lord and coming to him as to a living stone which was has been rejected by men, but is choice and precious in the sight of God. You also, as a living stone, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For this is contained in Scripture, "Behold, I laid in Zion a choice stone, a precious cornerstone, and who believes in him will not be disappointed." This precious value, then, is for you who believe. But for those who disbelieve, the stone which the builder rejected, this became the very cornerstone.
这五处圣经开始就说看啊。
All these verses we read has the word behold.
哥林多前书十五章说看啊。
First Corinthians 15 says, behold.
所有圣徒都要复活改变。
We will all resurrect and be changed.
当主再来的时候
When the Lord comes back,
我们身体要改变。
Our body will change.
成为主荣耀的身体相似。
Transform into a new body.
这是我们荣耀的盼望。
And that's our glorious hope.
信不信啊?
Do you believe in it?
信啊。
I hope so.
其实圣灵在今天已经在我们这个必须外身体运行了。
In fact, I tell you, the Holy Spirit is already working in this perishable body.
今天对我们有医治大能。
Today, the Holy Spirit heals us.
主也有改变大能。
And the Lord has the power to transform.
叫我们的生命改变。
So that our lives start transforming.
灵魂身体。
Spirit and flesh.
第一灵改变。
First, our spirit is saved.
灵得救是我们重生得救。
So that we now are born of a new life.
第二是魂得救。
Secondly, our soul is saved.
是我们一生的年日所追求的。
We spend our whole lifetime transforming our soul.
那是我们越过越像主的原因。
That's how we become more and more like him.
最后才身体得救。
Lastly, our flesh is transformed.
当主来的时候。
When the Lord comes again,
我们的救恩得到完全了。
When our salvation is complete.
这个脱离我们一生的身体不要了。
Then this flesh who has been burdened our life is away.
给我们荣耀的身体了。
The Lord will give us a new body.
在新约圣经的里面。
In the New Testament.
复活是最大的信息。
Resurrection is the main theme.
也是最关键的信息。
The most critical message.
复活时候一定升天。
After resurrection, we exalt in heaven.
升天之后自然进荣耀。
And after exaltations, we go into glory.
这是连着来的。
And it happens in sequence.
而哥林多前书十五章。
So 1 Corinthians 15.
那个说到复活最大的一章圣经。
This is the chapter that describes resurrection the best.
我们永远感谢保罗给我们写了这么伟大张圣经了。
So that's why we should always thank Paul for this particular chapter.
他一开始是我们关于死的经历。
First, it describes the experience of death.
死的地方他都写到死的经历。
It talks about the experience of death.
他不用一个死字。
But he never described it as death.
其实他都说到死。
But then he was describing that.
第一个字它有个种子。
First is planning, sowing.
地里麦子若不落在地里死了。
A grain of wheat is planted on the ground.
人就是一粒。
If it did not die, then
it
shall
one. 若是死了。
But if it died,
结出许多子粒来。
Then out come many.
就把这一个种子种在这里。
So this seed is now planted.
长出千万之力来。
It will grow into thousands and thousands.
主耶稣就是一粒最奇妙的麦子。
So this Jesus is this wheat.
从天而降。
Comes from heaven.
他死在地里。
Died on the ground.
复活了。
And after resurrection.
在多少人身上长出苗来了。
It grows all these sprouts.
我不是在多少年以前加入教会的。
Now, many, many years ago, I joined the church.
我在当初那一年是主把我生在教会里的。
I did not just join the church, but the Lord gave birth to me in a church.
到了那一年就把我生出来了。
It is that particular year I was born in the church.
耶稣基督复活了。
After Christ is resurrected,
到处青苗长起来了。
All these sprouts came out.
所以 用了种子,
so, to sow and to grow.
把种子种在地里,
to plant it in the ground.
不死就不生,
if the first one didn't die, then nothing comes after. If the first seed died,
it
came from it many, many more.
第二次保罗用了休息,
and then the second one is, that Paul described that is he used the word rest.
我们劳苦一生了,
we spent our whole life working.
到了一个时候就让我们卸掉劳苦了,
and at the end of time, the Lord let us rest.
保罗用的字就休息了,
so Paul used the word resting.
第三个字,
and the third description,
保罗用了睡觉,
he used the word to sleep.
我们每个人晚上都要小睡一次,
so every one of us, we sleep a little bit every night.
有一天要大大的睡了,
but one day we will sleep for a long time.
睡都要醒过来的,
but when we sleep, we wake up.
所以一个弟兄姊妹他正是睡了,
so when the brother and sister went to sleep,
弟兄姊妹就很难过啊,
then we feel sad.
那个以后很长的日子看不见了,
in fact, because you won't see that brother for a long time, so you may feel sad.
不要难过过分的,
but then don't be too sad.
那么过分的是没有指望了,
if you are too sad, then you are without hope.
我们都要见面的,
we will meet again, don't you know?
我的年长弟兄姊妹们, 我一定想到很快就要见面了,
so the brother and sister said, oh, then I'll meet them soon.
所以我有这个做件事情不大对啊,
so there's one thing that I don't do so well.
我不就想到主啊, 不仅想到主啊,
not only I should think of the Lord,
不想到你托生弟兄啊,
but a lot of times I think of Brother Nee.
有一点我见了你一定有他会对我这件事怎么讲啊,
I imagine one day when I meet Brother Nee again, what would he say to me?
做这件事看见你弟兄不好意思啊,
if I do this, I may feel ashamed when I meet Brother Nee again.
都要见面的啊,
I tell you, we'll meet again.
有一天你一定要问我你怎么会说这么件事啊,
one day you may come ask me, Brother Nee, why did you do that?
没有话讲了,
maybe I shouldn't have done it.
我们都是睡啊,
we will all sleep.
睡都要醒的,
but we will all wake up.
保罗用了睡不用醒的,
so Paul used the word sleep.
最后保罗用的是,
the last description,
叫做改变,
transform,
变化了,
transform.
我们是变化了,
we will be transformed.
你有没有看见过养蚕的养那个吐丝养蚕,
have you seen a caterpillar?
我小的都小的时候养蚕养过蚕,
and then I think all of a little, when we're little, we have caterpillar. So that I play with a caterpillar.
和我的个性啊是很不相合的,
but then that's not really for me.
这个养的蚕呢,
because as a caterpillar, they don't really grow.
为了半天呢,
you give them a lot of leaves and then they grow a little bit. And one day, they get to a point, they start, and then it will wrap itself in the string. Silk. So I never enjoyed it, and I didn't understand.
它不动了,
why is the caterpillar not moving? It's now surrounded by
silk.
So I wanted to help the caterpillar. So I cut open the
帮忙它出来,
I was helping the caterpillar to
come
out. All the caterpillar that I tried to help died.
内行告诉我你不可以用剪刀剪开裂,
then my friend told me you shouldn't do that.
那我说他怎么办,
then I said what am I to do then?
你干什么替神的创造担心呢?
He said why are you worried about God's creation?
这个蚕呢包在茧里面呢, 变化的时候,
when the caterpillar is in the canvas, it's transforming.
等到它的时候满了,
when the time is right,
它咬破那个茧出来了,
then it will come out.
出来的跟蚕一样,
when it comes out, is it still a
caterpillar? 完全不一样了,
no, it's transformed.
一个是地上爬的虫,
it started as a bug, a worm growing.
一个是飞蛾,
then it became a butterfly.
真是想不到,
isn't it amazing?
它这么在茧里面,
it is inside the canvas that it grows wings.
你不需要教它会飞的,
you don't have to teach it, but it will fly.
这个叫做变化的,
that's a transformation.
不是死了,
not being dead.
保罗最后用的是个变化,
so Paul described death with transformation.
好不好?
Isn't that great?
神把我们一个特别环境给我们。
When the Lord gives you a circumstance,
把我们种在这个环境里面。
Now that you are planted in this circumstance,
叫我们的天然生命被消耗了。
So that your natural old life,
然后我们的生命变化了。
And then outcome a transformation.
我们属灵生命被培养起来了。
And then your spiritual life grows.
把我们种在那里。
When you are planted,
种的是修路的。
You, at the place you were planted, when you were resurrected, you were transformed.
重的是软弱的。
When you went down, you were weak.
复活是有大能的。
When you came out, you were strong.
重的是不朽坏的。
When you were put down, you were perishable.
复活是不朽坏的。
And comes out the imperishable.
真是不一样了。
Isn't that different?
我们主常常把一个环境当作地图啊。
So that's why our Lord used our circumstances like the soil.
把我是人种在那个地方。
And put you inside that soil.
所以有一次我去一个安息聚会。
So one time I went to a memorial service.
安息聚我最不喜欢一个字啊。
The one word that I do not like in memorial service.
有个埋葬聚会。
Is that at the end they have the burials.
埋了就完了。
And then after the burial ceremony, it should end.
那时我说，我们不是把我们弟兄埋在这里。
But then I said, we're not only burying our brother there.
我们把我们的弟兄种在这里。
And we are planting our brother at that place.
埋了就完了。
Because after burying, there's nothing.
种了，它会长出青翠的样子来的。
If you plant there, it would outcome about.
长出了更好的样子来了。
It will grow something out.
全世界最大的植物长在美国。
Now the biggest plant is in the U.S.
在北加州。
In Northern California.
我有时去看它。
One time I went to see it.
它长了三四千年了。
This tree has been around for 3,000 years.
我去看它，它不给我面子，它死了。
But then when I went over there, it died.
你活了四千年，我来看见你死了。
It's been around for 4,000 years.Before I came to die.
他们把那个树砍倒在地上不拿开。
So that they chop off the dead tree.
这全世界最大的树。
This biggest tree in the world.
他会排斥在前面说明它。
So after it died, they put a plaque in front of it.
四千年。
It says on the sign that it,
树高有多少。
It was born for 4,000 years. It was this tall.
树宽有多少。
It was this wide.
多少人拉个手围不过来。
And then it took these many people to surround it, holding hands in hand.
多少树叶，多少果子啊。
How big the trees, how much fruit it bore.
最当初的时候。
But it all started.
它不过是个小小的种子。
As a seed.
把个种子埋在这里。
It's a seed being
planted. 你没有想到它会长出这么大的一个树来。
You never imagine how big it would become.
所以保罗讲复活第一个字用种。
So that's why Paul described that as plant.
主常把我们种在一个环境里。
The Lord planted in a circumstance.
第二次休息。
The second one, to rest.
卸掉劳苦了。
Now we are rest from our burden.
神给我们的原则做工的性。
The Lord give us a day to rest after our work.
是，就是不能懒惰啊。
So that's why don't be lazy.
我们要殷勤过日子啊。
Be diligent in what you do.
精神休息太多了，你将来永远休息，你尝不到休息的甜美了。
If you start resting too much, then what are you going to do at your time of rest?
殷勤做工啊。
Be diligent in what you do.
到有一天主让我们歇了。
Because one day you will get your rest.
等候主回来了。
To rest and wait the Lord to come.
第三个字。
The third description.
用的是睡。
To sleep.
他会醒的。
Someone who sleeps will wake up.
第四个字的变化。
To transform.
那里的真实变化了。
In fact, we are
transformed. 最后保罗讲这个死字了。
Then Paul talked about that.
保罗这样讲就是死。
And when he talked about that,
向死跨胜。
He said death is swallowed up in victory.
是啊，你得胜的权势在哪里啊？
He said, where is your victory, Dad?
你足够在哪里啊？
Where is your power, Dad?
感谢神。
Thanks to the Lord.
让我们长着耶稣基督得胜。
That now through Jesus Christ we are victorious.
死被得胜吞灭。
Death is swallowed up in victory.
主耶稣在地上最大的能力就是复活。
The greatest power that Christ ever had is resurrection.
撒旦最大的能力就是死。
Now Satan on the other hand his greatest strength is death.
被称为仗势权的魔鬼。
So that's why the devil is the one who holds the power of death.
死亡是最大力量。
Death is his greatest power.
死亡领到了什么办法也没有。
When death comes, what are you to do?
一个最有用的人 走了。
For a man who has everything, he died.
因为我们不能少的人走了。
Someone who is very important died.
因为我们最爱的人他走了。
Someone who is loved by everyone will die.
留不住他的，对不对？
No man can face that.
美国人呢，真爱一个科学家叫 Edison。
Now, as Americans, we love Thomas Edison.
美国人全部都人都爱的 Edison.
The whole country at that time loved Thomas Edison.
但是他要最后一次病了。
But he fell sick when he was older.
全美国都祷告了。
When he fell sick, the whole country prayed for Edison.
要说一些不合理的事，因为他不死了。
So they're trying to make Thomas Edison not die.
有一个到底主也没有听这个祷告，到底 Edison 死了。
So then the Thomas Edison died.
那第二天报纸登他的时候登的正好啊。
But on the next day when the newspaper pronounced this news,
没有登 Edison 死了。
It did not say Thomas Edison died.
他怎么报告呢？
What did he say?
他说世界上最伟大的头脑。
He says the greatest brain of this world.
他停止工作了。
Has taken a break from work.
看报纸都说 Edison 死了。
So then we know that he died.
最伟大头脑停工了。
The greatest brain is taking a break.
他睡了。
He's taking a rest.
他睡了。
Sleeping.
Edison 是基督徒应该是，我不晓得。
I think Thomas Edison is a Christian. I think so.
在美国应该是基督徒啊。
I think at that time in the United States he is a Christian.
变化了。
To be transformed.
最后向死化胜。
Death is swallowed up in victory.
死被得胜吞灭。
And death is swallowed up in victory. Just as it says in the scripture.
保罗讲复活的经历。
When Paul talks about the experience of the resurrection, now in 2 Corinthians, he now talked about the
resurrection.
For the love of Christ controls us.
保罗用的是太好了。
What a great word that Paul used.
他用的基督的爱激励我们。
He says the love of Christ controls us.
激励这个字用的太奇妙了。
To encourage us.
这个字有两个解释。
Because it has two meanings.
一个解释可以解释冲走。
First is that it flushes us away.
你的基督的爱把我冲走了。
For the love of Christ flushes me away.
基督的爱是个大的力量。
Because this love has great strength.
好像个洪流一样的。
Just like a flood coming through.
你在一个洪流里面人站不住的。
In a flood, there's no way you can stand firm.
人在一个水里面人发现人没有力量了。
When you try to stand in a pool of water, you have no strength.
基督的爱把我冲走了。
But the love of Christ flushes me.
这个是另外一个解释呢。
The other meaning of the same verse.
可以翻作捆绑。
He says to bound.
两个是完全不同相反的意义。
Now two very different meanings.
都是激励这个字的意义。
But is that word to encourage?
基督的爱把我冲走了。
For the love of Christ overflows me.
基督的爱也把我捆绑了。
And for the love of Christ bound.
叫我没有办法离开主。
So that I can never leave him again.
原来基督在激励我们。
For the love of Christ controls.
叫我想一人激励众人死了。
That one died for all, therefore all died.
主耶稣奥秘的死啊。
And that's his mysterious death.
众人就都死了。
When he died, all died.
叫我们活着的人。
So that he who lived.
不再为自己活。
Will no longer live for ourselves.
乃为我们死而复活的主来活。
But now we live for the Lord who died for us.
所以这是我们对基督徒最大的。
So that's the greatest gospel of all.
我们的福音啊，
that our own gospel.
我们听传福音，告诉我们免死的，对不对？
When we preach the gospel, maybe it says that you don't need to die.
主为我死了，我免死了，对不对？
Because Christ died for me, I don't need to die again.
但神儿女很少传了更大的福音。
But then I tell you the greatest message behind it.
主活了，我们免活。
Is that when He lives, we don't need to worry about living.
你们听见我这福音没有？
Do you know what I mean?
你活得辛苦吧？
Are you living in turmoil? Are you working
hard? 基督教你可以免活。
Don't you know you don't need to worry about living?
主活了。
Because he lives.
主在我里面活着。
He lives in you.
他生在我里面。
Now he dwells in you.
他活在我里面。
Now he lives in you.
他管理在我里面。
And he now controls you.
他掌权在我里面。
He takes sovereignty over you.
主死我免死了。
He died, I don't need to worry about dying.
主复活我免活了。
And he lives, so I don't have to worry about living.
不要再活得那么辛苦了。
So don't try so hard to live.
这是最大的福音。
That's the great gospel.
一人替众人死了。
He died for all.
众人都死了。
Therefore, all died.
叫我们活着的人。
So that he who lives
不再为自己活,
no longer live according to our flesh,
要为我们死而活的主来活,
but for the Lord who died for us
为主活,
to live for Christ.
这是最大的福音啊,
that's our gospel.
我们想一人看啊,
and then it says, behold,
若有人在基督里,
if anyone is in Christ,
他就是新造的人,
he is now a new creature.
旧事已过,
all things passed away.
一切都变成新的了,
new things have come.
若有人在基督里,
if anyone is in Christ,
他就是一个新创造,
then now he is a new creature.
什么叫做新造?
What is the new creature?
什么叫做新造?
What is the new creature?
新造,
a new creature.
就是旧造加上神,
the new creature is your old self plus God. So today, if you're in Christ, then you are the new creature. But your body, is it still old or a new body?
是新造旧造?
Is it a new body or old body?
Huh?
What?
讲啊?
Old or new?
都新了?
Old or new body?
太快了一点。 现在心还快一点。身体还是旧照啊。Here,
your body is still the old body.
我们做事会不会累啊?
Now, do you get tired from working hard?
我们到了会不会病啊?
Would you still get sick?
会累会病什么是新照啊?
If you still get tired and still get sick, that's not the new body.
身体就是旧照。
Still the old body.
加上神就是新照。But
now, with God, new self.
若有人在基督里,
if anyone is in Christ,
他就是个新造的人,
he is a new creature.
旧事已过,
the old things passed away.
一切都变成新的了,
new things have come.
在我们信主的时候, 这句话真是实在的,
so when you believe in the Lord, it becomes practical.
我信主之后,
when I believe in the Lord, one thing took place in me is real. Now it's hard to make me throw the tantrum. Before believing in the Lord, I had a hot tantrum. No one can go against me. If you want to curse me in front of me, you will face my fist. I would say, gentlemen use their fist, only little men use their mouth.
你讲脏话,
if you curse in front of me, you meet my fist.
改变了,
now I'm changed.
我信主了,
after I believe in the Lord,
最知道我信主的人,
the people that knew me the best
是我坐在我四围的人,
is the people who surrounded me.
他们离我最近,
because they looked at me and now a new man.
从前这个人哪里去了?
Where was the old?
在主的死里死了,
because the old self died.
现在活着不再是我,
the new one living is no longer I.
基督在我里面活着,
but Christ.
以往都过去了,
old things have passed.
这是个救恩,
and that's salvation.
这是救,
when you're saved,
所有以往事情都过去了,
all the old things now pass away.
基督的死,
when Christ died,
最大的结束,
the greatest is his end.
基督复活,
when he is resurrected,
最大的开始,
is the greatest beginning.
现在我们蒙恩得救了,
so now that we're saved,
若有人在基督里,
if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature.
旧事已过,
old things pass away.
一切都变成新的了,
new things have come.
好像一个范围,
now in Christ, there's this new whole new
thing.
Just like now, you go into the living room.
我进来一步,
you walk a step.
我已经在一个大厅里面了,
you're now in the living room.
有的人进得很深,
maybe some people walk
past,
walk a long distance, still in the living room, big area.
进了一步,
you walk one step, you're in the living room.
若有人在基督里,
if anyone is in Christ,
我们一在基督里,
once you are in Christ, doesn't matter how deep you're in, you are a new creature. And then that's what 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says.
到了加拉太书第六章呢,
now in Galatians chapter 6,
我们讲另外一面了,
Paul now describes the other side.
受割礼不受割礼无关紧要。
He says that it doesn't matter if you are circumcised or not.
要紧的做新造的人。
What's important is to be the new being.
哥林多书说是新造的人。
In Corinthians, it says that we are the new creature.
加拉太书保罗说做新造的人。
But then in Galatians, it says be the new creature.
这是不行的人最大的困难。
And that's the greatest struggle as for
Christians. 我们在主里面是新造的人。
That in Christ we are the new creature.
在我们在生活里面不做一个新造的人。
But then in our daily living, we're not living as a new creature.
旧造的旧造活着。
We're still doing things the old way.
这就是我们信主这个人没有改变的。
So believe, after you believe in the Lord, why are you not changed?
保罗说最大的事是要做新造的人。
So Paul says that our greatest hope is that we will be the new creature.
是保罗下面说人都不要搅扰我。
So then after that, Paul says that no one comes to
me. 我身上带着耶稣的印记。
Now I bring with me the seal of Christ.
因为耶路撒冷的人守律法。
Because the people in Jerusalem, they follow the law.
一直向保罗挑战。
And then they keep challenging Paul.
保罗带着外邦人信主。
So Paul now brings the Gentiles to the Lord.
保罗给他们不是没有让他们受割礼。
And then Paul didn't circumcise the Gentiles.
耶路撒冷的人一直非议这些事情。
So all the Jews, they were still
告诉保罗你们要为了信主的人受割礼。
Going after Paul and says they need to be circumcised.
那保罗跟他们有很大的争论。
And then Paul is arguing with them.
到了割礼，加拉太书保罗写的最后一句话。
So in Galatians, Paul ended that with this.
受割礼，不受割礼。
He says, circumcised or not.
无关紧要。
Has no importance.
要紧的做新造的人。
What's important is are you being the new creature?
次理二行的。
Whoever is not.
愿神祝福怜悯平安赐给以色列的百姓。
Then may Lord's mercy and blessings for the people that are new creatures.
人都不要搅扰我。
So let no one come bother me.
一直给我争论的受割礼也不受割礼啊。
Whoever wants to still argue with me to be circumcised or not.
我身上带着耶稣的印记。
I tell you because I now carry with me the seal of Christ.
最要紧的像耶稣。
To be like Christ.
印记缺少两件事。
A seal of Christ means two things.
印记头一件事说明形象。
Seal first is the likeness.
打上个印。
If you put on a stamp, a seal.
印记和印的本身要完全一样的，对不对
？The seal is seal and the stamp is identical.
不然印没有果效啊。
Otherwise, why do you put on a stamp?
宣告形象。
The likeness.
第二，印记宣告主权。
The seal also represents sovereignty.
这本书有我的印记在上面。
If this book has your seal on it,
这说明这本是我的。
That means that I own this book.
我们有耶稣的印记。
We now have the seal of Christ.
主把他的圣灵形象打在我身上。
The Lord now put His likeness on me.
也宣告我这人属于主的。
And also now proclaim that He owns me.
到了希伯来第二章。
Now Hebrews chapter 2.
看啊，儿女中同有血肉之体。
He says that behold that we share in flesh and blood.
他也照样亲自成了血肉之体。
So he himself likewise partook of the same.
为要借着死败坏那将死权的。
That through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death.
主耶稣道成肉身了。
So when Christ came in the flesh.
道成肉身是最大的事。
Greatest thing.
创造万有的神呢。
This creator of all things.
一下呢成为一个那么一点点小微小的人了。
Came and bounded as a form of a man.
从人的身上。
So that through a man.
从人的生活。
Through the living of a man.
从人的经历里面。
Through the experience of a man.
这位创造的神来。
Manifest God.
这是道成肉身。
That's the meaning of word became flesh.
借着肉身。
Through the flesh.
上十字架。
He went on to the cross.
在十字架上。
And on the cross.
胜过了仇敌。
Overcame the enemy.
借着死败坏那仗势权的。
Through death, he may render powerless him who had the power of death.
主耶稣就把死权废了。
Now the power of death is no more.
儿女既同有血肉之身。
Now that children we share in flesh and blood.
他也照样亲自成了血肉之身。
So he partook the same.
道成肉身太伟大了。
Word became flesh.
这位创造万有的神。
This creator of all.
在我们这么小的人里面活着。
Bounded in a man.
经过我们的生活 这个生活最琐碎的事他都经过。
Through all the little mundane things in life.
所以主成为一个人33年半。
Christ became a man for 33 and a half years.
太懂得人的事情了。
So he knows what man goes through.
所以他才成为我们最大的救主。
So that's why he is now our savior.
在一切的事上拯救我们。
In all things, he is now able to save us.
他经过这些事。
Because he has experienced those things.
我正在快快讲彼得前书最后一个彼得前书了。
Now coming into the first Peter.
完全的救恩。
The complete salvation
of Christ. 我正在彼得前书第二章啊。
First Peter chapter 2.
是个灵然章。Spiritual.
It's a spiritual book. Spiritual chapter.
旧约所有东西都是物质的。
In the Old Testament, all things are,
第二章他说都是变得灵然了。
But then in the first Peter chapter
2, 旧约最大的是盖圣殿。
In the Old Testament, the greatest goal was to build the temple.
从山上运下这个美好的石头来。
To bring from the mountain the good stones.
把按照尺寸按照样式把它找好。
And then cut in a very particular size.
而在山下来把石头落起来成为圣殿。
And then bring down from the mountain to build the temple.
灵节彼得前书第二章。
But in 1 Peter chapter 2.
我们来到主面前。
It says when we come before the Lord.
都是活石。
We are now the living stones.
活石有生命的石头。
Living stones.
Living stone 这个名字在英国人他们有个 last name 叫活石。
There is a last name in Britain, it is a living stone.
开到非洲去开荒传福音一个最伟大神的妇人就是 Living Stone.
And the family of Living Stone, they have a pastor that went to Africa to preach the gospel.
活石。
Living stone.
我们都是活石。
We are now the living stone.
有生命的石头。
Stones that has life.
建造什么一个灵宫。
Living stones to build up in a spiritual house.
灵宫。旧约的宫殿是死的。
The old temples in Old Testament is just a building.
今天我们神的儿女都是活石。
But now we are living stones.
所以建造成为灵宫。
That build up into a spiritual house.
是教会的重要和宝贵的。
That's the importance of a church.
所以我们信主的人一定要活在教会里面。
So that's why believers need to find a church.
没有教会，没有神的儿女，我们一个人在地上活不了啊。
Without church, without brothers and sisters, just by yourself, you can't last long.
我们要配搭起来。
That's why we are companions.
成为一个属灵的宫殿。
To build up into a spiritual house.
我们要成为祭司。
To be holy priests.
和旧约祭司不一样。
Now this new priesthood and the old
priesthood. 我们神圣的祭司。
Are different because we are sanctified.
我们在天天做的都是属灵生命的事。
Now things that we do it in our spirit.
我们献祭。
When we sacrifice,
献上灵祭,
we now offer a spiritual sacrifice.
这一切都是属于圣灵的。
All these things belong to the Holy Spirit.
是彼得前书啊。
For 1 Peter.
他最多用个字叫做宝贵。
The one word that is used the most is precious.
宝贵的信心。
The precious faith.
宝贵的血。
The precious blood.
在这里他说耶主耶稣总为宝贵。
And here is we are the choice and precious in the sight of God.
一切的事都归结在主耶稣。
In, because in 1 Peter chapter 2, all things belong to Christ. All things in Christ are precious.
现在主是第一块石头。
And Christ is the first cornerstone.
主也是房角石，第一块石头不是房角。
The first stone.
什么叫第一块石头？
What is the first stone?
神石头在圣经预表复活。
Stone in the Bible means resurrection.
是为复活之子。
The son of resurrection.
神让他作为教会第一块石头。
So that's why he is the first stone of the church.
第一块石头，以后所有的石头。
After the first stone, all the stones
都要在这块石头上面建造起来的。
Will be built up on the first stone.
所以下面所有石头的性质都和第一块一样的。
So that's why all the stones afterwards is like the first stone.
尺寸也和第一块一样的。
It is the same size as the first stone.
都建造在这个第一块石头上。
And it is built up on the first stone.
然后他说，我把房角石放在西安。
And then he said that I will put the cornerstone in Zion.
主耶稣又是房角石。
Christ is also our cornerstone.
什么叫房角石啊？
What is a cornerstone?
两面方向的墙连接在这个房角石上面。
Cornerstone is when two walls come together at the end. When they meet, that's where the cornerstone is.
主把所有的神的儿女都连在一起了。
The Lord now brings all the children and connect them.
我好有几次到白族人教会去聚会。
A few times I went to a Caucasian church.
我去过的地方呢，我们去聚会的，他们有白人，有黑人，黑人很多。
Now, whenever I go to church, they have different races.
中国人只有我一个。
And then I was the only Chinese.
一样不一样的
？Are we the same？
太不一样了。
No。
白族人的习惯跟我中国人的习惯太不一样了。
Caucasians have different traditions than me, a Chinese。
但当我们唱诗、祷告、聚会的时候啊
，When we come together, when we worship, when we pray，
真是不觉得自己的存在了。
Then I no longer feel different。
圣灵把我们融会一个了。
Because the Holy Spirit has mingled us as one.
有时我在一个白族人教会住了两个月。
One day, one time I spent 2 months in a Caucasian church.
他们做一件奇妙的事。
And they did this one
marvelous thing. 我心里头有一个忧虑，有个重担，没有人知道。
In me, I had this worry. They didn't know.
我也从来没有表现在外面。
I never showed it neither.
他们是白人，给我差得很远的。
Because they are different than me.
就是在聚会里面同工聚会的。
And one time, during the meeting of the workers,
弹琴的时候觉得了。
The pianist, she recognized me.
他就弹一句话。
So she played.
只要主说一句话。
She played a statement that said, "Let the Lord say this."
就卷起满天黑云走。
And then take out all the surrounding clouds away.
他就要不过去。这回这就弹这句，再弹这句，再弹这句。
She keep on playing the same little lyrics.
我就知道他里头碰到我里面的问题了。
So I know that she
我里面什么问题他不知道。
She didn't know what's what in my heart.
他只知道我心里有重担。
But she knew that I came with a burden.
有黑云了。
So these clouds
只要主说一句话。
So when the Lord says,
就卷起满天黑云走。
It will cast away all the clouds.
结果他们这几个同工啊
，So all these coworkers,
是啊，都感觉了。
They now all felt the same thing.
一下把我围起来了。
They then surrounded me.
他们按手，不要把手按在我头上。
And then they laid their hands on me.
每一人把手伸进来，碰到我身体一点点。
All they came and connected with me.
我们祷告。
And they said, "Let's pray."
我们弟兄心里都有黑云呢。
He says that our brother has some burden.
他们祷告完了，我的黑云没有了。
And after they finished praying for me, my burden is gone.
那是真道真枪了。
I tell you, that's the truth.
主把我们联合在一起了。
Through the Holy Spirit, the Lord now connects us.
主是房角石。
That's why our Lord is the cornerstone.
把所有的弟兄姊妹都联合在一起了。
To connect all brothers and sisters.
所以彼得前书第二章。
So First Peter chapter
说整个的救恩。
He talked about salvation.
我们是活石。
We are the living stone.
我们献领祭。
And now through us we have the holy sacrifice. We now become the spiritual priesthood.
主耶稣的第一块石头。
Christ is the first stone.
主耶稣又是房角石。
Also the cornerstone.
把我们所有神的儿女联合在一起。
So that all brothers and sisters are now connected.
我们再来唱首诗歌。
Let us sing the song again.